KW, AM and FM, Portland. The Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver at the Parkway High School. Time for high school volleyball, Fort Recovery and Parkway in the opening round match of the MAC conference season tonight. All the MAC teams having their opening rounds here, I believe, this evening. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta. Dr. Banta and all of his staff would like to wish the Lady Indians the best of luck in tonight's matchup with the Parkway Lady Panthers. And Fort Recovery graduates who are on the staff at the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta, wearing their purple and white, include Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. Good luck, Lady Indians, from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banta would love to be your family's dentist. He is accepting new patients. We'll be back in a moment here to have the start of the match between Fort Recovery and Parkway right after this.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Rob Weaver here at the game sites, along with Neil Spencer from FortRecoveryRadio.com. Ava Shane is back at the FortRecoveryRadio.com studios, punching the buttons back there. And Eric Catterly is our studio producer at the radio station in Portland. Unfortunately, the Lady Indians lost the junior varsity matchup tonight. Final scores in that one, 25-22 and 25-18. Fort Recovery actually led in the first set, 16-10, but couldn't hang on for the victory. Again, Parkway over Fort Recovery, 2-0 in the junior varsity matchup this evening. Well, looking out on the court for Fort Recovery, we see Kennedy Mollenkamp, Tegan Fordkamp, Audra Bupp, Mara Pearson, along with Fort Recovery's Paige Guggenbiller and Grace Klingshern. Here we go. Parkway will serve first tonight. And the first serve is a service error for Macy Johnson. Parkway is 6-0 on the campaign. Fort Recovery 2-1. So Parkway off to a flying start here this year. Here's the first serve for Fort Recovery from Tegan Fordkamp. It's a good one. Hit back to Fort Recovery. Fordkamp passing to Mollenkamp, who sets for Mara Pearson. And Mara got the kill. Mara Pearson on the kill for Fort Recovery. Again, an assist there from Mollenkamp. And Tegan Fordkamp picks up a service point. She'll serve again. 2-0 Lady Indians on top here. Good serve. Dug out by the back line for Parkway. Here's the smash back to Fort Recovery. And a miss hit there by Kennedy Mollenkamp. And it is a kill for Parkway for Macy Johnson. Parkway will have side out. And serving now is Brittany Bruns. Good serve. Back to Parkway. Back to Fort Recovery off of Tegan Fordkamp. Now hitting it over was Klingshern. Back to Fort Recovery. Here's Audra Bupp setting for Mara Pearson, who hits it back to Parkway. Now Parkway back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fordkamp passing to Mara Pearson, who hits it over. Here's a hit over by Parkway. Really kind of just a ho-hum hit, but it is a kill for Emery Niddle. Emery Niddle comes up with her first kill of the evening, and it's tied at 2-2. Serving once again is Brittany Bruns, and it is an ace serve. Fort Recovery couldn't make the return, and that makes it now 3-2. Britton Bruns is her first name. She's a freshman. Good serve. Here's Mara Pearson on the hit. Played by the libero for Parkway. That's Meg Hinkle. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. Audra Buff will set for Teagan Fort Camp. A deep hit. Played by Wilson. Here's the tip over by Parkway. The set by Mollenkamp to Audra Buff. And Audra mishit it. Couldn't get it over the net. Point Parkway. And Coach Travis Guggenbiller wants timeout. Timeout on the courts. The score, it's Parkway 4, Fort Recovery 2. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Are you planning for an upcoming surgery, preparing for a discharge from the hospital, or currently aging at home? Kalp Pharmacy can help you live your life in your home with our new home safety program. Our certified aging-in-place specialists can provide a needs assessment, and we install ramps, grab bars, bathroom stability aids. So to learn more, visit www.kalppharmacy.com/home safety. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Serving once again is Britton Bruns, and it's an ace serve. Boy, she's on a roll here. It's now 5-2, and that's four straight points for Britton Bruns. Bruns will serve again. This time it's a service error, and that stops the run. We'll take it. Fort Recovery picks up a point. Side out Lady Indians, and it's 5-3. And going back to serve for Fort Recovery is Grace Klingshern. Klingshern's serve is a good one. Dug out by Johnson. And the hit for Fort Recovery, I should say the hit for Parkway, is off a Fort Recovery block, and it's a kill for Parkway. Back to serve now for Parkway goes Maddie Jacobs. 6-3 score, Parkway in the lead. And it's too long, service error. Fort Recovery did a good job of sizing that up and realizing that the hit was going to be too long and did not go after it. Again, Rob Weaver here from Parkway. Next Thursday, we'll be back covering the Indians at Versailles next Thursday night. Here's the serve by Faith Wendell. It's a good serve. Hit back to Fort Recovery, and there's a smash kill for Gabby Stober. Gabby Stober gets a kill. Parkway lost their main setter in their first or second match of the year against Adams Central, who was Paige Stevenson, and she will be out for the year. So that was a big loss for Parkway right off the bat. Here's a hit back to Parkway. Parkway free balls it over. We got Fort Recovery in the net. Point for Parkway. Gabby Stober serving. 8-4 now is the score. Sage Luthold, by the way, is in there for Fort Recovery right now. Here's Faith Wendell setting. The outside hit. That's by Allison Fullenkamp. Parkway plays it. A block at the net. Back to Fort Recovery. And there's a kill. I believe that was Macy Johnson with the kill. And that makes it 9-4. Welcome to the broadcast. Whether you're cheering for the Indians or cheering for the Panthers, we're glad to have you on board here. Here's a serve for Parkway. Good serve. Faith Wendell will set for Mara Pearson. A smash, a block. And they're going to call carrying the ball on Fort Recovery on that exchange there. Gabby Stober is the server. It's now 10-4. Fort Recovery needs to stop the bleeding here. Good serve dug out by Mara Pearson to the net. Hit back by Fort Recovery, or back Parkway. Teagan Fortcamp smashes it over. Here's Parkway with a hit. The set for Mara Pearson. Pearson over to Parkway. Here's the set for Parkway. The smash by Johnson. Smash by Mara Pearson. And Parkway keeps it alive, and they get it back to Fort Recovery. Great play, but it goes out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Almost a great save there for Britton Bruns, but it went out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery makes it 10-5. That stops the Parkway serve, and here's Mara Pearson for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Here's the set. There's Johnson with the attempted kill, and she hits it out of bounds. Johnson tried a little dink hit there, and she hit it out of bounds instead of down on the courts. Point for Mara Pearson. Fort Recovery has cut the lead to 10-6. Here's the set for Parkway. Johnson with the hit, and they're going to say Johnson got it on the floor before Mara Pearson could get to it. I thought maybe Mara had saved that, but the official said no. So point Parkway. Now serving for Parkway is Emery Niddle. Good serve. Here's the smash by Tegan Forkamp. Ow! Actually, she mishit it. Tegan mishit it, didn't get it over the net. That's a service point for Emery Niddle. She'll serve again. It's now 12-6. Good serve dug out by Mara Pearson. Faith Wendell will set. Here's the smash by Follenkamp. Parkway plays it. Johnson bashes it. And a block for Fort Recovery. I believe that was Allison Follenkamp with the block. That makes it 12-7. Side out Lady Indians. Audra Buck will go back to serve. Audra is miss steady. She's a great server. Seldom makes an error. Here's a good serve there, dug out by Meg Hinkle, the libero for Parkway. Dinking it over and getting the kill was Parkway. Fort Recovery just mishit that, trying to return it. And now Hinkle goes back to serve. Meg Hinkle, a junior for Parkway. Good serve, dug out by Mara Pearson. Here's a smash by Tegan Forkamp. Parkway plays it. The hit back over and a kill for Britton Bruns. That is actually her first kill of the night. That makes it 14-7. Britton spells her name B-R-I-T-T-Y-N, so I'm assuming you pronounce it Britton. Here we go with the next serve by Hinkle. It's a good one. Faith Wendell will set for our outside hitter. In that case, it's Klingshern. Blocked. Here's Parkway back over to Fort Recovery, and Johnson gets a smash and a kill. Boy, she is a wicked hitter. Johnson with her third kill of the night. Timeout, Fort Recovery. Parkway has taken a 15-7 lead here in the first set. We'll be back in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Back at Parkway High School, one of the members of the Parkway team this year is senior Allison Hughes, who is the daughter of Lynn Benn and Doug Hughes. So she might have a little purple and white in her, probably not a whole lot. She has not played yet tonight, I don't believe. Mara Pearson digs it out. Here's a hit back over by Klingshern. Parkway will set. Hit back by Johnson. It's at the net, and Fort Recovery cannot get it over. Mara Pearson knocked it to the net, passed it to the net, but nobody could play it, as Mara didn't get much height on that. Meg Hinkle serving again. Good serve dug out by Audra Bupp to Faith Wendell. Wendell will set for Tegan Forkamp. Little dink over. Parkway plays it. A smash by Bruns. Fort Recovery plays it. Here's Faith Wendell free-balling it back to Parkway. Here's the set, and Johnson dinks it over and got the kill. Give the assist to Gabby Stober. And Macy Johnson gets a little finesse kill there to make it 17-7. Another service point for Meg Hinkle. And Parkway takes a 10-point lead here. Here's the next serve. It is ace serve for Hinkle. Port Recovery couldn't play it. 18-7 now. Parkway is 6-0 on the year, and they're showing why here. They're playing great here in the first set. Here's the next serve, too long. And Port Recovery lets it go out of bounds, and it's going to be side out Lady Indians. Faith Wendell will go out, and coming in for the Lady Indians is Paige Guggenbiller. So on the front line, we've got Paige and Tegan Fortkamp and Grace Klingshern on the front line right now. Here's the serve by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Good serve. Here's the set. Look out. Johnson on a smash. And she hits it out of bounds. Boy, she is a wicked hitter if she gets it in bounds. But that was hit out of bounds. Kennedy Mollenkamp picks up a service point. She'll serve again. Dug out by Parkway. Here's the set by Stober. Back over to Fort Recovery. Audra Bupp will set for Tegan Fortkamp, who mishits it and hits it out of bounds over the end line. 19-9, side out Parkway. Parkway with a 10-point lead again. Here's Johnson back to serve. Macy Johnson for Parkway. It is a good serve dug out by Mara Pearson, and they're going to call a double hit on Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kennedy Mollenkamp got called for a double hit. Service point for Johnson. She'll serve again. Johnson is a senior. There's the good serve dug out by Pearson. Here's Paige Guggenbiller hitting it over. Smash by Tegan Fortkamp, and she hits it through the Parkway block and got the kill. Tegan Fortkamp with her first kill of the evening. Usually she has a bunch, so took her quite a while to get that first one. Here's Tegan serving. It's an ace serve. Tegan Fortkamp comes back with an ace serve, and that makes it 20-11. Lady Indians still in a big hole here, trying to dig their way out. First game of the match tonight. And there's a miss hit by Johnson, another ace serve. Two ace serves in a row for Tegan Fortkamp. She'll serve it again. 20-12 the score. Here's the serve. Dug out by Hinkle. And it's another ace serve. She hit it out of bounds. Three ace serves in a row for Tegan Fortkamp. She's got her serve going on here. Tegan Fortkamp will go at it again. It's 20-13. The lead has been cut to 7. And it's a good serve dug out by Parkway. Here's the set. Look out, a smash by Stober, and she got the kill. Gabby Stober with the kill, her second of the night. And it's 21-13. Now going back to serve is Britton Bruns. Here comes the first serve from Bruns. Dug out by Audra Bupp to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Mara on a blast and got the kill. Mara Pearson with her second kill tonight. Give the assist to Kennedy Mollenkamp. And it's 21-14. And Grace Klingshern will go back to serve now. Fort Recovery's only down by 7. They're still not out of this game. They're going to need to continue to make headway here. Parkway back to Fort Recovery. Here's a set. And there is a block by Stober, and she hits it out of bounds. I believe that was Allison Fullenkamp with the kill there. That makes it 21-15. Here's the next serve. It's good. Here's the set and the smash by Stober. She hits it right through the Fort Recovery block, and a kill for Gabby Stober. 22-15 now. Side out, Parkway. Going back to serve now will be Maddie Jacobs. Jacobs' serve is dug out by Tegan Fortkamp. Mollenkamp will set. Hit over by Paige Guggenbiller. Here's Parkway trying to hit it back, but they can't get it over the net. A hitting error there for Allison Hughes, who just came in the match. Again, that's Lynn Benn's daughter. It's 22-16 now. Side out, Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell will come in the lineup. Faith is usually a pretty good server here. She can get a little run here. She could just get 4 points and make it 22-20. And Fort Recovery making a nice comeback here. Here's the set and the smash by Stober, and she, I guess she got the kill. 23-16. Right down the line. I'm on the opposite side of that. I couldn't quite see. And it was a kill. Here's a serve for Parkway. Bump to Faith Wendell. Here's a smash. Parkway will play it. Back to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson to Faith Wendell, who will set for Tegan Fortkamp. A deep hit. Parkway plays it. Here's Johnson on a smash off of Audra Bupp. Faith Wendell will set for Mara Pearson. Dinks it over. Parkway plays it. Hinkle on the set. And a block for Fort Recovery. Allison Follenkamp. It might have been Sage Luthold, too. I'm just going to go ahead and give them both a block there. So Fort Recovery is now serving. Johnson will hit it and miss hit it. It's 23-18. Fort Recovery keeps carving away. By the way, Mara Pearson is the server right now. Fort Recovery was down by 10 points at least on two occasions here in this game. Here's the set for Parkway. They hit back to Fort Recovery and they miss hit it and hit it out of bounds. Emery Middle hits it out of bounds. And it's 23-19, Fort Recovery roaring back. Timeout Parkway for Coach Jordan Hinkle. We'll be back in a moment.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Taking care of you. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Certainly want to thank the St. Henry Bank. They have been very loyal sports sponsors for our Fort Recovery coverage, whether it be volleyball, basketball, baseball, softball. Thanks to the St. Henry Bank for being there and supporting these Fort Recovery teams. Here we go. Mara Pearson serving again. It's 23-19, a four-point lead, and an ace. An ace serve for Mara Pearson. And now we're down to a three-point lead. This is an amazing comeback for Fort Recovery. We were down by 10 points on at least two occasions. Pearson serving again. Dug out by Parkway. Here's Stober setting for Johnson. And she mishit it. And it's a point Fort Recovery. Macy Johnson mishits it. Another point for Mara Pearson. And we're down to a two-point lead. 23-21. What an exciting ending to game one here. Pearson serves again. Good serve. Hinkle will dig it out. Parkway in a little trouble. Dinking it over. Audra Bupp saves it. Here's Mara Pearson freeballing it back to Parkway. The set to Stober. To Johnson. She dinks it over. Bupp saves it. Faith Wendell will set. There is a hit back over. And Parkway will hit it back to Fort Recovery. And we've got a whistle. And they're going to say Fort Recovery was under the net. Doggone it. That was just hustle by Fort Recovery, and the momentum couldn't stop it to keep from going under the net. So side out Parkway. This is game point here. Emery Middle serving. Here's a smash and a kill by Tegan Fortkamp. Tegan Fortkamp with a kill. That's her second kill of the night. That makes it 24-22. Okay, here's Audra Bupp. She can do the run. Down by two, 24-22. Good serve. Hinkle digs it out. Here's Stober setting. Johnson on the smash. And I think she got the kill. Yep, and that's the game. Johnson with the kill. 25-22, but a great comeback for Fort Recovery on that one. Almost came back and upset the Lady Panthers after they were way ahead in game one. But it goes to Parkway 25-22. We'll have game two coming up in a moment, right after we pause for this.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor, part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. You can run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. The Kubota B-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapist provides mask fittings and assists patients from setup, operation, and maintenance for a smooth transition. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. So to learn more, go to www.kalppharmacy.com or call 800-686-2314 for information. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Yeah, a great comeback there by Fort Recovery in the first game. We still lost, but gave Parkway a little scare there. Got back to 2 points after Fort Recovery was down by 10 points on at least two different occasions. I know the last one was 20-10. Came back and trailed only 24-22. And the final was 25-18. Parkway with the victory. Again, Parkway is a very fine team. They're 6-0 on the campaign already. Fort Recovery's 2-1. Lady Indians lost to St. Mary's and defeated National Trail in Jay County. Here's Kennedy Mullenkamp serving, and it's too long. Not a good start to the second game as it's a service error there. Again, I'm Rob Weaver. Ava Shane is back at FortRecoveryRadio.com. Eric Adderley is at the radio station running the controls there. Here's a cross-court hit by Grace Klingshern, and it's out of bounds, a point Parkway. Serving, by the way, to start things out for Parkway here is Britton Bruns. She will serve again. This is too long service error. So we trade favors of service errors. Tegan Fortkamp will now go back to serve for the Lady Indians. Here's the serve. Johnson to the net to Bruns, and Parkway can't get it over. Gabby Stober tried to, but couldn't get it over. Point for Fort Recovery. And Tegan Fortkamp, and we got ourselves a tie game here, 2-2. Next serve is a good one. Parkway has to scramble to get it back. Kennedy Mullenkamp to Mara Pearson. Got the kill. Cross-court hit. Give Kennedy Mullenkamp an assist. Mara Pearson gets the kill. And Tegan Fortkamp picks up another service point. She'll go back to serve again. Tegan had three straight aces in that first game to help us get back into the game. But there she hits one out of bounds. Service error for Tegan Fortkamp. And so Parkway will have the serve back. Going back to serve will be Maddie Jacobs. Maddie's a senior on this team. Good serve dug out by Audra Bupp. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp setting for Grace Klingshern. Here's the dig for Parkway and back by Gabby Stover to Fort Recovery. Paige Guggenbiller sets for Audra Bupp, and she hits it over the net on a let hit. Clipped the top of the net and went down on the other side. Give Audra Bupp a kill. She doesn't get a lot of kills, but that was a big one there. And that gives us the lead at 4-3. Another serve for Fort Recovery. I think Klingshern is serving now. Back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp hits it over and got the kill. Boy, the momentum has really shifted in this particular match here tonight. So far, Fort Recovery is really on a run here. Hinkle will dig it out. Klingshern's serve, and Gabby Stover hits it over and got the kill. Little finesse hit for Gabby Stover, who's another senior. Serving now for Parkway is Stover. Good serve. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Paige Guggenbiller. Back to Parkway. Stober will set. Outside hitter there was Allison Hughes. Here's a hit back by Mara Pearson, and she hits it through the Parkway block and got the kill. And that makes it now 6-4. Full Recovery with the lead and side out. Here's Faith Wendell serving now for the Lady Indians. She's missed steady when it comes to serves, that's for sure. Good serve there, and it's an ace serve. Not able to handle it was Emery Niddle, and give Faith Wendell an ace serve. And officially, I've got her as her first service point of the night. Good serve there, dug out by Hinkle to Stober. There's a smash by Johnson, and she got the kill. Boy, those two hook up a lot. Gabby Stober and Macy Johnson. Johnson is a wicked hitter. She's 5'11 and a well-built young lady. Here's Faith Wendell setting for Mara Pearson, and Mara hits it out of bounds. That's close, but didn't catch the line. Here's the next serve for Parkway. Serving is Emery Niddle. Good serve. Here's the hit back by Sage Luthold of Fort Recovery. Over to Johnson. Back to Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell hits it back on the second hit to Parkway. Here's Bruns on a smash and hits it through the block set by Fort Recovery's Sage Luthold and Allison Follenkamp and got the kill. 7-7. Another serve for Emery Niddle. Good serve. Faith Wendell sets for Mara Pearson, and Mara mishits it, and it goes over the end line. And all of a sudden here, the Lady Indians are kind of losing their momentum. They now trail 8-7. Another service point for Emery Niddle. She'll serve again, dug out by Pearson. Faith Wendell will set. Here's Tegan Fortkamp rushing up on the hit, blocked by Parkway. Back to Fort Recovery. Here's a hit over and a kill for Fort Recovery's Allison Follenkamp. Her second kill of the night. That makes it 8-8. All knotted up here. You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and 105.3 FM in Portland, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. There's a smash by Bruns, played by Faith Wendell. Now to Tegan Fortkamp, who will mishit it over the end line and out of bounds. Point for Parkway. Serving is Meg Hinkle for Parkway. I'm guessing she's the daughter of the coach, Jordan Hinkle. Meg is a good server. Got that one. Here's the set by Faith Wendell. And a smash into the net by Fort Recovery's Allison Follenkamp. Goes down on the Fort Recovery side. So point for Parkway. It's now 10-8. Parkway with a two-point lead. Meg Hinkle will serve again. She's their libero. Good serve. Mara Pearson digs it out. Passes to Faith Wendell, who will set. Back to Parkway. Free balling it back over as Parkway to Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell will set for Tegan Fortkamp, who got the kill. I thought that was a tip. No? Looked like it was a tip to me. They didn't call it that way. They gave the point to Parkway. Tough luck there. Meg Hinkle will serve again. Audra Buck will dig it out to Faith Wendell. Here's a hit and a block by Parkway, but the block goes out of bounds. So give the kill to Allison Fullenkamp. Side out Fort Recovery. That cuts the lead to 11-9. And Audra Buck will go back to serve. Number one on her uniform. She is our libero. Good serve there. A smash by Johnson. And what happened there? She mishit it. Parkway is claiming that it went down on the Fort Recovery side. Officials are going to discuss it. The officials ruled that Johnson mishit it or Fort Recovery blocked it, one or the other. And now after talking to the official, they reversed the call. Now Audra Bupp comes over and pleads her case. Coach Guggenbiller says, let's have a jump ball. And Parkway got the benefit of the call there. So Johnson gets the kill. 12-9 the score, Parkway by three. Good serve by Johnson, and it's an ace serve as Mara Pearson was not in a good position to play that and couldn't get it up in the air. Ace serve for Macy Johnson. She'll have another one. 13-9 now, Parkway by four. Good serve dug out by Mara Pearson to Faith Wendell. Wendell will set for Grace Klingsher. Back over to Parkway. Bruns will set for Stober. Stober hits it back on the second hit. Audra Bupp sets for Tegan Fortkamp, and Tegan gets the kill. Give Audra Bupp the assist. Tegan Fortkamp gets the kill. For Tegan, that is her fourth kill of the evening. Now going back to serve as Kennedy Mullenkamp for Fort Recovery. 13-10 score, and a service error for Kennedy Mullenkamp. That's unlike Kennedy. She's usually pretty steady. But not that time, and side out Parkway, 14-10, Parkway by four. Here's the serve by the Lady Panthers, ace serve. Bruns back there serving, Britton Bruns. And Fort Recovery calls timeout. The lead has popped up to 5 points. Parkway 15, Fort Recovery 10. We'll be back in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Interesting first game. Fort Recovery trailed by 10 points at least on two different occasions. Came back to within two at 24-22, but could not win the game as Parkway won the first game 25-22. Here in the second game, it's 15-10, Parkway in the lead, and Bruns serving. It's a good serve there, dug out by Audra Bupp. Kennedy Mullenkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Deep hit. Parkway plays it. A smash. They block by Fort Recovery. Johnson trying to save it, but she can't. Point Fort Recovery. I think that was Tegan Fortkamp with the block. And Tegan will go back to serve now. 15-11. Lead is four. Still plenty of time for the Fort here in this second game. Good serve dug out by Johnson. Here's Bruns setting for Stober, and Stober smashes it. Now, wait a minute. The one official clear on the opposite end of the call called it in. The one official on the other end called it out. So what are we going to do now? They said it. It was Parkway's. They gave the they gave credit to Parkway on the kill. Ooh. Not going Fort Recovery's way tonight. Here is Maddie Jacobs serving for Parkway. Back over to Parkway by Allison. What we got here? Miss hit by Parkway. That was Grace Klingshern that hit that back over to Parkway a moment ago. Parkway could not handle it, so Grace Klingshern goes back to serve now. 16-12. Fort Recovery with the serve and down by four. Mollenkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Smashes it into Hinkle. Hinkle plays it. Here's Johnson back over to Fort Recovery. Here is Fort Recovery's Paige Guggenbiller back over to Parkway. Here's Johnson back. And she hits it out of bounds. Macy Johnson hits it over the end line. Hitting air. Grace Klingshern will serve again. 16-13. Good serve. Hinkle will pass to the net. Here's Bruns setting for Stover. Stover on the smash. Mara Pearson back over to Parkway. Back to Fort Recovery. Klingshern to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Here's the hit. And over the end line goes the volleyball by Allison Mollenkamp. So it's a point Parkway side out. Lady Panthers, and going back to serve now is Gabby Stober. 17-13 score. Parkway leading by four. Good serve. Dug out by Tegan Forkamp. Here's Mara Pearson on the outside hit and got the kill. Mara Pearson with the kill. Makes it 17-14 now. And Faith Wendell will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. Only down by three. Good serve by Faith. Dug out by Parkway. Here's the smash by Johnson. Blocked by Fort Recovery. Side by side, Sage Luthold and Allison Mollenkamp. 17-15, back to a two-point game. Faith Wendell picks up the service point. And there is a service error hitting it out of bounds. She's usually missed steady, but missed that one. Back to serve is Parkway. That is Emery Middle. Good serve. Faith Wendell will set for Mara Pearson. And she hits it out of bounds down the sideline. Point for Parkway. Emery Niddle has six service points tonight, so she's done a good job serving. Good serve there. Here's Tegan Forkamp mishitting it into the net, and that makes a score now, 20-15, and Coach Guggenbiller calls timeout. 20-15, Parkway in the lead in game two. We'll be back in a moment.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, tomorrow night, the Indians in football take on Coldwater, and Fort Recovery Radio will have that for you. Again, FortRecoveryRadio.com. Coldwater at Barenberg Athletic Park. You can buy advance tickets tomorrow up until 2 o'clock for $7. At the gate tomorrow night, the tickets are $8. We'll have our microphones at Jay County tomorrow night. Jay County hosting Southern Wells. That game starts at 7 tomorrow evening, and Fort Recovery's game also starts at 7 tomorrow evening. Here we go with the next serve for Parkway. A let serve, but Audra Bupp saves it. Back over to Parkway. Here's Johnson setting for Bruns. A smash and a block. Once again, it's Luthold and Follenkamp on the block. Those two have done a nice job of teaming up there. Mara Pearson back to serve now. Good serve. Here's the smash by Parkway, by Allison Hughes. Port recovery hits it back, and it goes out of bounds. Point Parkway. Very close. Again, Allison Hughes, the daughter of Fort Recovery graduate, Lynn Benn. Here's the next serve by Meg Hinkle of Parkway. Tegan Forkamp on the smash, played by Parkway. Stober will set for Johnson. She mishit it. Could not get it over. Johnson had a great first game, but she has really cooled off. Audra Bupp serving now for Fort Recovery. It's only a four-point lead, 21-17. Come on, Audra. Good serve there. Dug out by Bruns to Stober. Stober will set. And here's a smash and a kill by Emery Temple. And that is her first kill of the night. Now Macy Johnson goes back to serve for Parkway. 22-17, five-point lead. Johnson's serve is an ace serve. Nobody played it. That is her second ace of the night. It's now 23-17. Macy Johnson serving again. This would be a tough blow for Fort Recovery. We would be down two games to none if we can't come back. Faith Wendell will set for Sage Luthold. Sage on a smash and a block by Stober. And another point for Parkway. And it's now 24-17. Parkway looks like they've got this one in the bag. Johnson serving again. Here's game point for Macy Johnson. Good serve, and it's an ace. Hit in front of Mara Pearson. Makes it 25-17. 25-17. Parkway wins game two. Parkway up two games to none here at Parkway High School tonight. Opening conference matchup for both these schools. Again, Parkway coming in 6-0. Fort Recovery at 2-1. We'll be back right after this.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a work.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Are you planning for an upcoming surgery, preparing for a discharge from the hospital, or currently aging at home? Kalp Pharmacy can help you live your life in your home with our new home safety program. Our certified aging-in-place specialists can provide a needs assessment, and we install ramps, grab bars, bathroom stability aids. So to learn more, visit www.kalppharmacy.com/home safety. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart. Taking the time to listen and care.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student-athletes in Ohio are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Okay, back at Parkway, we start the third game. Parkway serving. Tegan Fortkamp on a smash, blocked by Parkway. Here's Grace Klingshern hitting it over. Parkway back over to Fort Recovery. Audra Bupp will set for Grace Klingshern. Johnson hits it to the net. Here's a smash and a kill for Emery Temple of Parkway. She picks up her second kill of the night. Macy Johnson will go back to serve for the Parkway Lady Panthers. 1-0, Lady Panthers leading. They lead 2-0 here, winning 25-22 and 25-17. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp, hits it back over to Parkway. Meg Hinkle will pass over to Emery Temple, who hits it over. Here's Mara Pearson racing up and got the kill. Mara Pearson raced up from the back line and hit it over from the top of the net and got the kill. Side out, Fort Recovery. That is kill number 6 for Mara this evening. Parkway plays at Stober. Oh, my goodness. What a smash by Gabby Stober. Right at the middle hitting spot, and she slammed it down Fort Recovery's throats there. For Gabby, that is her 6th kill of the night. Here's a let serve. Fort Recovery's able to play it, though. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Klingshern. Dings it over. Here's the pass back over to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson on the hit. Played by Johnson to the net. And a battle, and they're going to call a violation on Parkway. A net violation on Parkway. Fort Recovery will have the side out. And it's tied at 2-2. Grace Klingshern will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. Good serve. Here's Johnson. Hit back over to Fort Recovery. Paige Guggenbiller on the smash. Here's the set. Stober with another kill. Give the assist to Britton Bruns, and Gabby Stober gets her 7th kill of the evening. And that makes it 3-2. Parkway leads by 1, and they have the serve. Back to serve is Maddie Jacobs. Bounces the ball, hits it over. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Mara hits from the outside hitting spot and smashes it through for the kill. Kill number 7 for Mara. It's tied up at 3-3. Well, Fort Recovery's been hanging in there. Maybe they can kind of get over the hump here on this third game and force a 4th game. That's the goal right now. Here's the set for Parkway and the smash and the kill for Gabby Stober. And getting the assist was Allison Hughes. Gabby Stober with the kill, Allison Hughes with the assist. And Stober goes back to serve. 4-3, Parkway regains the lead. Here's the serve. Audra Bupp to Faith Wendell. Wendell will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Middle hit and got the kill. Hit the top of the net and dropped over. Tegan Fortkamp with kill number 5 on the night. And it's 4-4, all tied up. And Mara Pearson will serve now. Good serve for Mara. And she got the ace serve. Fell right between 3 Lady Panthers. And Mara Pearson picks up her 2nd ace serve of the evening. It's 5-4. Fort Recovery has regained the lead. Pearson on the good serve. Dug out by Hinkle to Stober. Stober will set for Johnson. Johnson on the smash. And the linesman said it went out of bounds. Has a good hit. Right idea. But Fort Recovery picks up the point. Pearson will serve again. It's 6-4. Fort Recovery by 2. Hinkle passes to Stober. Stober will set. Here's the hit back over by Emery Niddle. Faith Wendell will set for Sage Luthold. Luthold back to Parkway. Here's Johnson hitting it back over, and she hits it out of bounds. Point, Fort Recovery. It's 7-4. And I think this is the biggest lead of the night for Fort Recovery, 7-4. Lady Indians by three. Another service point for Pearson. She hits it over. A good serve there. Audra Bupp to Faith Wendell. Wendell will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Smashes. Stover sets for the outside hitter. Allison Hughes. And Hughes got the kill. That's her first kill of the night. Allison Hughes picks up the kill. That makes it 7-5. Side out Parkway. And going back to serve is Emery Middle. Emery has several points tonight. Good serve there. Audra Bupp to Faith Wendell. Wendell sets for Fort Recovery's Allison Follenkamp. And now here's Parkway hitting it back over. And they got the kill. And I missed who that was. I'm sorry. 7-6. Parkway back to within one. Another serve here by Emery Niddle. Good serve. Faith Wendell will set for Tegan Fortkamp, and she smashes it down in front of Meg Hinkle. Tegan Fortkamp with a kill, number 6 for her. And here's Audra Bupp serving again. Here's the serve dug out by Niddle. And Fort Recovery ends up, well, what happened there, there was a spike, and it went off of Fort Recovery out of bounds. So that's Parkway's point, and Meg Hinkle will serve. Good serve, a smash, and a kill for Fort Recovery. I think that was Grace Klingshern. If so, that's her first kill of the night. 9-7. Fort Recovery leads by two, and going back to serve is Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kennedy's been kind of quiet from the service standpoint tonight. Here's a smash by Johnson, and she hits it out of bounds. There's a service point for Kennedy Mollenkamp, and that gives Fort Recovery a 3-point lead again at 10-7. Mollenkamp served, dug out by Hinkle. Here's the set for Parkway. The dink over to Fort Recovery. Fortkamp will pass to Mollenkamp, who sets for Klingshern. And Klingshern can't get it over the net. Hitting air there for Grace. And it'll be Parkway's side out. And Macy Johnson will go back to serve for Parkway. Fort Recovery still leads 10-8 here in game number 3. Parkway won the first two games, so they lead 2-0. Here's a set for Parkway and a smash by Stober. And Grace Klingshern saves it and gets it over for the kill. Great play by Grace Klingshern. Her second kill tonight makes it 11-8. Side out Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp will serve. It is a good serve dug out by Johnson to the net. Here's Stober on a smash. And got a kill. The assist went to Britton Bruns, and Gabby Stober gets her 9th kill of the match. She's leading both teams in that category. Back to serve is Britton Bruns. Good serve dug out by Audra Bupp to Kennedy Mollenkamp, who will set for Mara Pearson. Pearson on the smash. Here's a hit back over to Fort Recovery by Niddle. Here's a smash by Klingshern, and she hits it out of bounds. Side out, Parkway. 11-10. Back to serve is Bruns, Britton Bruns. Audra Bupp passing to Mollenkamp, who will set for Tegan Fortkamp. And Fortkamp hits it out of bounds. Another service point for Britton Bruns. All tied up here after Fort Recovery had built a little lead there. Mara Pearson got the kill to give us the lead back. Mara Pearson with kill number 8 for her. And Fort Recovery has the lead back, and going back to serve is Grace Klingshern. Grace is one of three seniors for Fort Recovery. The other two are Allison Fullenkamp and Faith Wendell and Audra Bupp. I guess there's four seniors. Parkway hits it over. Fort Recovery saves it. Here's the set and the hit back over by Niddle. Battle at the net, and Parkway comes up with the kill. I believe that was Emery Niddle getting the kill there. Makes it 12-12. We're all tied up again. And going back to serve will be Maddie Jacobs. Maddie is a senior on this team. Good serve. Mara Pearson passing to Audra Bupp. Back to Pearson. And Parkway saves it. Here's a smash by Hughes. And Hughes got the kill. It went out of bounds, but it was a tipped ball. And that's a point for Allison Hughes and Parkway. Allison's second kill of the evening. Serving again is Maddie Jacobs. Good serve. Here's Mara Pearson hitting it back to Parkway. The set and the smash by Gabby Stober and got the kill. Gabby Stober with her 10th kill of the night. And Britton Bruns got the assist. And Parkway has taken a two-point lead at 14-12. We'll be back with action resuming here in game number three. Parkway leads 2-0. And they lead here in the game number three, 14-12.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Next Fort Recovery broadcast will be next Thursday at Versailles. Again, I'm Rob Weaver here at Parkway. Eric Catterly, our radio station producer, and Ava Shane is at FortRecoveryRadio.com. There's a service error for Parkway. Neil Spencer is also here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Don't forget, FortRecoveryRadio.com will have the Coldwater Fort Recovery football game for you tomorrow evening. Game time is 7 p.m. Faith Wendell serving now. Good serve. Here's the set by Bruns. Hit back over to Fort Recovery. Audra Bupp will pass to Mara Pearson. Pearson hits it over. Here's a smash by Parkway Stober. Hit back over by Sage Luthold. Back to Fort Recovery and going to call a double hit on Fort Recovery. So another point for Parkway. Looks like Gabby Stober back to serve for Parkway. It's a good serve dug out by Audra Bupp, passing to Faith Wendell. Wendell will set for Fort Recovery's Allison Fullenkamp. There's a smash by Johnson, a block by Sage Luthold. Back to Parkway. Stober will set for Johnson. Another smash. Fort Recovery able to play it. Audra Bupp will set it for Tegan Fortkamp. Deep hit. Back to Parkway. Meg Hinkle over to Johnson. No, that's Hughes. And they say Hughes hit it out of bounds. Allison Hughes hits it out of bounds. Side out Fort Recovery as Mara Pearson goes back to serve. 15-14. Fort Recovery down by one. Pearson's serve is good. Dug out. And it's an ace serve. Went off of Emery Niddle's fist and out of bounds. So for Mara, she has three ace serves tonight. We are tied 15-15. Another good serve. Meg Hinkle plays it to Stober. Stober passing over here or setting for Parkway's Emery Niddle. And Niddle came up with the kill. That is her third kill of the evening. And Parkway regains the lead, 16-15 here in the third game. Again, Parkway leads 2-0, so Fort Recovery must win this game to continue in the match tonight. Serve is good by Emery Niddle. And here, hitting the ball back over, Fort Recovery. Bruns dinks it over. Fort Recovery keeps it alive. Tegan Forkamp back to Parkway. Stober will set for Johnson. Johnson on a little finesse dink and got the kill. Macy Johnson picks up the kill. That was number 8 for her. She had a great first game tonight to help Parkway get off to a big start. Here's a hit and a block by Johnson. And point for Parkway. Johnson gets a block there. It's actually her first block of the match. 18-15 score, Parkway by 3. Serving again is Emery Niddle. And it is Fort Recovery not able to return it. It's now 19-15. Coach Guggenbiller calls time. Parkway's on top by 4. Fort Recovery needs a comeback. We'll be back in a moment.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Now, Fort Recovery's in a bit of trouble here, trailing by 4 points, 19-15, and time is running out. Once again, Emery Niddle back to serve again. Good serve dug out by Audra Bupp. Faith Window will set for Tegan Forkamp. A good smash. Saved by Meg Hinkle. Here's a hit back by Bruns. Back to Parkway. Smash by Hughes. Fort Recovery plays it. Hit back over by Tegan Forkamp. And Meg Hinkle into the net. Parkway saves it, but nope, they don't. They're going to call a double hit on Parkway. Callie Wendell is in the lineup right now for Fort Recovery. She just came in a moment ago. She had a nice play there in that series. Audra Bupp will serve now. Side out Fort Recovery. It's a 3-point matchup. Here's Bruns dinking it over. Saved by Grace Klingshern. Audra Bupp just has to free ball it over. Stober will set for Johnson, who dinks it over. Saved by Faith Wendell. Tegan Forkamp will set for Grace Klingshern. Klingshern hits it over. Here's a smash by Hughes, and Allison Hughes gets a kill. Allison Hughes with her third kill of the night, and that makes it 20-16. Side out, Parkway. Parkway leading by 4. Good serve by Meg Hingle. Dug out by Fort Recovery by Callie Wendell. Klingshern hits it over. Here's the set for Parkway. Bruns on the smash. Blocked by Fort Recovery. And it's going to be a point Fort Recovery. Looked like Tegan Forkamp and Sage Luthold were there side by side. That makes it now 20-17. Fort Recovery back to within 3. Need a run. Kennedy Mollenkamp will serve. Good serve there. Meg Hinkle digs it out to Stober. Stober will pass to will set for Grace for Macy Johnson, and Johnson got a kill. Kill number 9 for Macy Johnson. It's 21-17, Parkway by 4. Johnson will serve. Service air. Thank you very much. 21-18. Okay, Fort Recovery. Take advantage of this now. Get something done here. Get this game back tied up. 21-18. Tegan Forkamp will serve for the Lady Indians. Bounces the ball. Here comes the serve. And it's dug out by Johnson. Here's Bruns setting for Stober, and Stober got the smash and the kill. Gabby Stober with kill number 11 tonight. Again, she leads both teams in that category. 22-18 now. Here's Bruns back to serve. And it's a good serve dug out by Audra Bupp to Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp will set for Tegan Forkamp. Mara Pearson hits it back to Parkway, back to Fort Recovery. Here's Klingshern on a smash. Played by Parkway. Bruns will set for Johnson. Johnson and a block. Fort Recovery picks up the point. Mara Pearson gets the block. That's her first block of the night. It couldn't have come at a better time. 22-19. Grace Klingshern serving now. Crucial serves. Good serve. Johnson to Bruns. Stober on a smash. Blocked by Fort Recovery. Stober a smash again. Blocked by Paige Guggenbiller. Back to Fort Recovery again. Mollenkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Pearson back to Bruns to Hinkle. Here's a free ball over by Niddle for Parkway. Mara Pearson on a smash. A dig by Parkway. Mollenkamp will set for Allison Follenkamp. Follenkamp on a hit. Johnson saves it back to Fort Recovery. Follenkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Pearson got the kill. Mara Pearson gets the kill. Wow. What action there. That makes it 22-20. Klingshern with a service point, and she'll serve again. Good serve, or is it? Oh, it's ace serve right on the line. Ace serve right on the line for Grace Klingshern. Timeout Parkway. Fort Recovery's only down by one, 22-21. We'll be back in a moment.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Oh, what an exciting end. We had an exciting end to the first game when Fort Recovery was down by 10 points, came back to within 2 points before they lost 25-22. Here, they're only down by one, 22-21. Service with Fort Recovery. Good serve. Hinkle will pass to Bruns. Here's Johnson hitting it over. Pearson to Follenkamp. Hinkle. There's Bruns setting for Johnson. Johnson on the hit back to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp on the smash, played by Parkway. A blast at the net by Stober. Fort Recovery blocks it. And back over to Fort Recovery, a double hit on Parkway. A double hit on Parkway, and Fort Recovery has tied up the game at 22-22. Grace Klingshern serving again. Klingshern's serve is good. Meg Hinkle can't play it, and Fort Recovery has taken the lead. Give Klingshern an ace serve, and Fort Recovery has taken the lead at 23-22. Here comes Klingshern's serve again. It is dug out by Niddle. Mollenkamp will set for Mara Pearson and got the kill off of Johnson. Johnson couldn't get it where she wanted to, and Mara Pearson gets the kill. Kill number 10, and another timeout for Parkway. And Fort Recovery within 1 point of winning game three, 24-22. We'll be back in a moment. Lady Indians on top by two here in the third game.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapist provides mask fittings and assists patients from setup, operation, and maintenance for a smooth transition. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. So to learn more, go to www.kalppharmacy.com or call 800-686-2314 for information. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Back here at Parkway High School. Very nice school. They just redid the floor here, too. It's a beautiful floor. Here's Grace Klingshern. Game point. Played by Parkway. Bruns will set for Stober. Stober got the kill. Stober with the kill. Kill number 12 for her. Side out Parkway. And that makes it 24-23 now. Fort Recovery by one. See if the Lady Indians can close this game out here. Serving is Maddie Jacobs. Jacobs' serve is good. Dug out by Tegan Fortkamp to Kennedy Mullenkamp, who will set for Mara Pearson. Pearson back over. Johnson plays it to Bruns. Here's Stober on a smash and got the kill. Stober with the kill. Kill number 13 for her. And it's now a tie score, 24-24. Of course, you must win by two. You do have to win by two. Here's another serve by Maddie Jacobs. Good serve. Smashed by Mara Pearson. Stover back over to Fort Recovery. Fortkamp to Pearson, and Pearson mishit it. And Parkway has taken a one-point lead, 25-24. Parkway 1 point away from the win now. Parkway 25, Fort Recovery 24. Here's another serve by Maddie Jacobs, and Pearson hits it over, and a dig by Parkway goes out of bounds, and that ties it up again at 25-25. I'm going to go ahead and give Mara a kill on that. It'll be her 11th of the match. Faith Wendell will go back to serve. Hope you're enjoying this exciting matchup here between Parkway and Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell to Meg Hinkle. Hinkle passing to Bruns. Stover hits it over. What do we got? Going to say Fort Recovery was in the net. 26-25, Point Parkway. Stover serving. And it's an ace serve, and that's it. 27-25. Stober gets an ace serve, and Parkway wins 27-25 in the third set. Certainly the first game and the third game could have gone to the Indians, but it didn't happen. Congratulations to Parkway. They've won their seventh match of the year without a loss. Fort Recovery drops to 2-2 on the season. We'll wrap it up in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A lot of land comes with a lot of work. The Kubota MX Series has a lot to offer. Part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup, rated number one for reliability, they feature the versatility to mow, move hay bales, grade roads, and clear brush and snow. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back here at Parkway, congratulations to the Parkway Lady Panthers. They beat the Fort Recovery Lady Indians tonight in both the reserve and varsity matches. The reserve scores 25-22, 25-18, and the varsity scores 25-22. Again, Fort Recovery trailed by 10 points twice in that first game before coming back to within two. Parkway wins first game 25-22. Parkway won the second game 25-17. And Parkway goes overtime to win the third game 27-25. Rob's unofficial stats are as follows. We had 11 kills for Mara Pearson tonight. Mara also picked up a total of 3 aces on the night as well in the service department. And she had a total of just 1 block. She ended up with actually 9 service points for Mara Pearson tonight, including those 3 aces. Grace Klingshern had 2 kills, 8 service points, including 2 aces. Tegan Fortkamp had a total of 6 kills on the night. She had 6 service points and 3 aces, and also chipped in with a block. Allison Follenkamp had 4 blocks and 3 kills tonight. Good steady job by Allison. Sage Luthold had 3 blocks. Audra Bupp had a kill. Yep, believe it or not, Audra had a kill. Faith Wendell with 2 service points, including an ace. And Kennedy Mollenkamp, I only had her with 2 service points on the night. For Parkway, they had Gabby Stober with 13 kills. And she ended up with a total of, besides that, 1 block and service points for Gabby Stober. She had, let's see, there's 2. Looks like 3 service points, including an ace. Meg Hinkle had 4 service points, including 1 ace. Emery Niddle had 10 service points, no aces. Had 3 kills on the night also for Emery Niddle. Allison Hughes had 3 kills for the Lady Panthers. Maddie Jacobs with 4 service points. Macy Johnson had 9 kills, also ended up with 5 blocks. No, that's incorrect. 9 kills, 1 block for Macy Johnson. She had 5 service points, including 3 aces. Britton Bruns had 8 service points, including 3 aces and 2 kills on the night. And Emory Temple had 2 kills. So again, Fort Recovery losing 2 sets to none in the JV matchup, 3 sets to none in the varsity matchup. That wraps it up for us. Our next volleyball broadcast for you Fort Recovery fans will be next Thursday at Versailles. A reminder, you can hear the Coldwater Fort Recovery football game tomorrow night on FortRecoveryRadio.com. For our studio producers, Ava Shane for FortRecoveryRadio.com, Eric Catterly for the radio station, Neil Spencer here at the game site for Fort Recovery Radio, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from Parkway High School.
WPGW, AM and FM, Portland.